first of all, Happy New Year to everybody, because it is the first Sunday of the year. And so we're going to be looking at new things that happened in the Bible. God holds the key of all unknown, and there's no better place for it to be than that. I've asked Gerald if he'd like to come up and just share a bit of what's been happening around the New Year with street pastors. If you could give us a few minutes.
Yeah, it was a night I had planned not to go out because I thought, I've done two New Year's on the trot, I'm going to stay at home with Angela. Angela had other plans. She said, I was going to come down and as an observer. Okay, so I'm going. But I'm glad we did because it wasn't a horrible night. It was a good but challenging night. There's three incidences that we were dealt with. One, I'd love to share with you, but because there's young children in the room, I can't just, but God knows the situation, so if you can pray into that. It was something that happened whilst we're in a safe space having a cuppa. And on another occasion, me and my team, because we had two teams out on New Year's Eve, we were on our way out to somewhere and came across this girl who and a friend who were, the girl was being ill from too much drink, but then she was having a panic attack because she was being sick in the street. So it was great that the lady who was on my team with us knew her, so we were able to get her back to safe space, and she was able to recover there a bit. And it was quite good because Angela was staying in at that point, so we went back out, and Angela stayed in, and she said, it was great. She said, because someone said to me, you've left your wife, sat next to this girl who's being, I said, yeah, but she'll be fine. And it turns out she was. She was doing your typical mum thing and handing out the tissues and stuff like that, and I think she quite enjoyed it, so much that she's gone back down to Weymouth again this morning. And another one that we went out to deal with was we got called to one of the venues because they were concerned about this female across the other side of the road, and we got there, and yeah, we found her, and she made it quite clear she did not want our help. She told us what the problem was, but she didn't want to know. So we stayed with her for a bit, and then we thought, well, we didn't think we could take her back to safe space because she was being a bit very aggressive with people. But it was good that later on that in the evening, we actually early hours of the morning by that time, we saw her getting into a taxi and going home. So that was good. It was good just to be out, because we know that every time, I said to someone once, I love, it's my favourite shirt. It's just a blue polo shirt. But when I put that particular shirt on it, just know that we're going out with a purpose, and that's to serve God on the streets, and to be able to do it again on New Year's Eve. It was wonderful. It was just, the team just worked so well together. So if you can pray for us in going into the new year. We now lose our safe space for probably 3 months, because I hadn't realised how much it actually cost the council to provide the medics for that. So for the next 3 months, we're without that. And for me personally, I got talking to one of the medics, and he does training for FREC 3, which is the training that their medics get. And I've been thinking about it for a while, and he's never there except that he was there on New Year's Eve on shift instead of having to pay to his people. So I got talking to him, and I'm looking at possibly getting that training, not to become a medic, but because when we did our first day training a few months ago, I just thought, we need to know more. And to be losing that safe space for 3 months a year, I personally thought, I need to be better equipped. Not to go out as a medic, but just to be better prepared, because it's like a 5-day course. It'd be good. So if you can pray, continue to pray for us, those of you who do, that we would be able to continue getting two teams out, one on a Friday and a Saturday. So thank you.
Well, a different new year for most of us, I guess, you know. So it would be good to just have a word of prayer and just remember Gerald and the others. New. Some of you have had new jobs coming up or just had them. Some of you have had new homes. Some of you have had new aspirations on things that they're going to do. But I wanted to read just a couple of verses from Lamentations that we had last week in Lamentations 22 and 23. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Let's remember that each morning, God's faithful to us provides new mercies for us each new day. So we're going to sing number 200, Great is thy faithfulness. Is there anybody that would like to just mention something that the Lord has been great in his faithfulness in providing things for you? Actually, spiritual things, it might be physical things or anything else. I just wondered if anybody'd like to share a minute, any things that God has provided for you this past year. Yeah, Ben.
Thankful for our whole move. Largely, we obviously moved from South Africa here. And it's felt like it's been like the most blessed decision ever. Like, almost everything about it just worked out really well. My job was happy, the move itself worked out well, coming here has been great, my family's been great, the church has been an encouragement. We have our own house now. Like, literally, like, every single aspect of it has just went incredibly well. And we're really thankful for that.
Great. Thank you. Yeah. And we're grateful for you being here too. Each new day, God provides for us. And so I'd like us to sing number 1259. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O my soul, worship his holy name.
John chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? How can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, You must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth, so is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be?
New birth. That's what we're looking at next. And each one of us needs to be born again. You might say, well, why is that? Nicodemus asked the same question of the Lord Jesus. Jesus said, You must be born again. And so this morning I'm asking you, have you been born again? Can you remember the time when you met with the Lord Jesus in a way that transformed your life? Mine was 60 odd years ago. When I met with the Lord Jesus first, and I can still remember as clear as anything the actual happening of it when it happened. And so this morning, whilst we look at all the new things that we're talking about, the most important new thing is that we have a new birth, that we're born again of the Spirit of God. I just trust that each one of us might have experienced that new birth. And as a result, we have a new life. Things changed. when we meet with Lord Jesus, it just changes. This book becomes a real book, a live book to us. You know, did you find the difference when you met the Lord Jesus, when the Bible became so much more real? I remember that I was sort of relatively well-behaved young man when I was younger, and I often had to do a Bible reading down at chapel, and it didn't mean a lot. But once I came to know the Lord Jesus, it was Him speaking through His Word, and He's still doing that. So we have a new life if we belong to the Lord Jesus, and therefore we have a new hope as a result. So I'm going to ask Brian now if he'd like to read for us, please. Thank you.
The next reading is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning in verse 14. For the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
Thank you. So, as a result of our coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ, we are a new creation. And we have to share that good news that we have met with Jesus, that we know him as Lord and Savior. We are ambassadors for him. You know, do you feel that? Because that's what you need to feel. A new creation, ambassadors for the Lord Jesus. And we're going to sing that in number 254. I am a new creation. Is your heart overflowing? Does your love keep on growing? Because here in the grace of God, I stand. I just think it would be good if we had a moment or two of prayer. I'll lead in prayer. The situation in the world isn't good, is it? You know, we can be here rejoicing in God's goodness, but the situation around the world is not good. We got folks that are not well, and we need to remember them. So let's just pray.
Our reading, Psalm 40, verses 1 to 11. For the director of music of David, a psalm. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you planned for us. None can compare to you. with you. Were I to speak and tell of these deeds, they would be too many to declare. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, here I am, I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is within my heart. I proclaim your saving acts in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, Lord, as you know. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and your saving help. I do not conceal your love and your faithfulness from the great assembly. Do not withhold your mercy from me, Lord. May your love and faithfulness always protect me. Amen.
He's put a new song in my heart. Yep, that's what he's done. I trust he's done it for you. And so we're going to sing number 600. Whilst we're singing a new song, we're also reminded in that hymn that he will come with righteousness, with justice, to judge the earth. Each one of us needs to be ready. I'll ask Angela if she'd like to come and read now, please.
I'm reading from the book of Revelation, the whole of chapter 5. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the back side, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?" And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said to me, "Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof." And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth to all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him who sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odours, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof, that thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels around about the throne, and the beasts, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, and riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honour, and glory, and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing and honour and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb for ever and ever." And the four beasts said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that lived for ever and ever.
Do you sometimes despair about the state of the church? In Revelation 5, we read there that there was a scroll and no one seemed to be able to do anything about it. But we need to remember the Lamb who was slain was able to open the scroll. We need to remember that Jesus is able. He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He addeth more strength when the labors increase. To added affliction, he addeth his mercy. To multiplied trials, his multiplied peace. His love has no limit. His grace has no measure. His power has no boundary known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again. Don't fear. Just trust. God is able. We're going to sing again. This time, Revelation 5, 773 is the number. With harps and with vials. Can I just say that
Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 to 7. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, nor mourning, nor crying, nor pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. He said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. He who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son.
That's what we're looking forward to, isn't it? A new heaven, a new earth, New Jerusalem. I just want to just plead with you that each one of you are in a situation, in a relationship with Jesus, such that you can look forward to that being your situation. A new Jerusalem, new heaven, new earth, no more crying. No more tears, no more pain. We've been through hard times. If we've been through times when tears have been shed, if we've been through times when pain has been remorseless, we can look forward to the new situation of a new heaven. A new earth, a new Jerusalem, and Jesus there on the throne. We're going to sing again. You know, the board wasn't long enough for this morning, but we're going to sing 1105, please. See what a morning gloriously bright, with the dawning of hope at Jerusalem, folded the grave clothes, tomb filled with light, as the angels announce, Christ is risen. I'd like to try and summarize what we've been talking about this morning. at the start of this year, new year, notice I'm actually written it down, which is a little bit different than sometimes. At the start of this new year, let us remember God's mercies. They are new every morning. Let us remember his faithfulness each new day. As we think on Jesus' words in John 3, we are reminded that all of us need a new birth in him, which results in us having a new life in Christ with new hope and aspirations. We are now a new creation. All things become new. And as a result, we have a new song in our hearts as we look forward to a new heaven, a new earth, a new Jerusalem awaiting us. I'd like us to sit and sing number one, just to remind us of what God has asked us. Jesus has given us that new commandment. We'll stay seated and sing this quietly, and then I'll close in prayer. Lord, we pray that as we have looked at new things that are in your word, we're reminded in John 13, verse 34, that you have given us a new commandment, that we love one another, even as I have loved you, that all men might know that we are your disciples. Lord, we pray that as we go into this new year, that might be the case, that we might show love one to another, and that we might, by our lives, be able to share your love with others around us, that they might know that we are your disciples. For we ask it for your name's sake. Amen.